Thank you, Terry. Good morning. Well, between now and mid-February, the Jasper County Sheriff's Department is going to receive some reimbursement for the cost of compliance checks on retailers to make sure they're abiding by the state's tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product laws. This week, the recommendation of Sheriff John Halferty, County Board of Supervisors again approved participation in the annual I Pledge Tobacco, Alternative Nicotine, and Vapor Product Enforcement Program. Programs run through the state's Alcoholic Beverages Division.
We've done this for numerous years to do our tobacco compliance checks to Jasper County retailers. Most of us realize this, but things have changed over the years. We now have the vapor product, and there is a trend of significant vapor product used to our minors, and so this is one way that we can enforce and also educate our retailers why they should make sure they're checking IDs and not selling. So we do get some compensation. It's $75 per check for doing this, and we'll do it twice in this contract period.
That is Sheriff Halferty. Most of the compliance checks are done with the help of a paid underage volunteer who is at least 16 years old. By March 15th, Sheriff's Department must do a second check on any retailer initially found non-compliant with the law. A July 4th domestic assault charge against the 22-year-old Newton woman has been dismissed because the victim, her boyfriend, didn't want to testify. That's according to the motion to dismiss that the county attorney's office filed in the case against Alexia J. Clark. The motion to dismiss granted by District Associate Judge Stephen Holwerda. Court documents show shortly before noon July 4th, Clark's boyfriend told Newton police she jumped on his back during an argument and bit him on the upper right arm. This allegedly happened in the parking lot outside their 1806 South 7th Avenue East apartment. Police said a fresh bruise and bite mark were visible on Clark's boyfriend. A Montezuma woman has pleaded guilty to first offense OWI in connection with a one-vehicle accident just west of Sully this past August. According to the arrest report, 43-year-old Dana Coleman was on her way home from the state fair just before 1 a.m. August 16th when she lost control on Highway F-62 East. Coleman told officers she had four drinks at the fair. Police said open beer cans were found in her vehicle, and she refused to take a breathalyzer test. Coleman's sentencing is set for November 20th. In the meantime, the Montezuma woman is free on a $1,000 bond. A new poll shows the Democratic presidential race in Iowa is close with a crowded field of frontrunners. The Quinnipiac University poll of likely Iowa caucus goers finds four candidates at the top, with Elizabeth Warren in first place at 20%, Pete Buttigieg in second with 19%, Bernie Sanders in third with 17%, and Joe Biden in fourth with 15%. A Quinnipiac University polling analyst, as the survey shows, the race is still up for grabs and very fluid. Half of the likely caucus goers who expressed support for a candidate say they could change their mind before the February 3rd caucus. Only 7% of the Iowans surveyed said experience in public office was the most important quality they're looking for in a candidate. The uppermost concern expressed by a third of those polled was the ability to win next year's general election. That's your KCOV News this hour. I'm Randy Vann.